Final time with Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons. Our locker room chats here all season long, presented by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. The Cause surviving and advancing as they beat Royal Valley earlier this week in a first-round sub-state matchup, and getting Topeka Hayden at Royal Valley coming up in a sub-state semifinal. We'll talk about that momentarily. But, Coach, it was certainly survive and advance. You had to do it in overtime at home. Great crowd, familiar opponent. You have to fight through adversity. Just so many ups and downs, ebbs and flows, a lot of lead changes. Could have gone either way. Panthers hit a late shot to force overtime. Just so much you can take away. But how proud of you are of your team, surviving and advancing the way they did?
Yeah, definitely proud of them. We went into the game understanding that, in the postseason, anything can happen. And the records are thrown out the window, as we've talked before, and it's one game, winner take all. And that's how the game felt. I mean, from the jump, they came out and hit two threes to start the game and punched us in the mouth and kind of let us know, hey, man, we're here to fight, and it's going to be a good game no matter what. And that's what happened. And I think we went down either 4 or 6 at half, somewhere around there, and came out and changed the defense a little bit because they hit several threes in the first half and tried to get them off the free throw line or the 3-point line, and got a couple steals and layups to start the half. And then it was just kind of on from there and back and forth the whole time. And like you said, we found ourselves up 3 with 10 seconds left, and give them credit, they hit another 3 and tied it up. And then we had a chance to make a play at the buzzer, and it didn't work out. So going to overtime and, 4-minute game to see who's going to take it. And we, after missing several free throws through the game, we got some big stops and hit some free throws down the stretch to seal it. And it was just a perfect example of what it's going to be like game by game if you want to move on.
We talk, and I think maybe a little bit last week and throughout the course of the year as we, grind each and every week here on our locker room chats. And, we talked about the difference, this roster that you have, this year, that it, how different it was compared to last year's team that got to state, the talent that you had a year ago that got out to Hutchinson, and then what you kind of had to do to transition into this year with some new faces, getting some playing time and adjusting in certain ways. But again, just the growth and the grind that you saw from this roster here in 23-24. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've got two seniors that just absolutely stepped up with great leadership. Tyler Reed's been really good all year, and Zach Essman has just been phenomenal off the bench for us. And right now we only play 6 guys, so for the most part, so those 6, take the brunt of the minutes and the beatings and the wins and the losses, and they just have grown over the course of the season. We won a lot of games early. I think we just surprised people. Probably came in thinking, after losing so many players from last year's team, that maybe we'd be a little bit down, and these guys really wanted to prove that they belonged. And, now we're, on the second half of the season, we got, everybody's seen us once and got to deal with understanding how to play against different defenses and when they're trying to take away what you do. And, we lost some, but we won more than we lost. And I think we learned in the process, and, we're still here to fight another day. And, you learn a lot in the postseason as well. So, hopefully we can take what we'll learn this season and take it to the postseason and, continue to grow and learn on the fly.
Yeah. Trying to get back to another state tournament, 2 wins away. And, the grind does not stop, for Thursday night at Royal Valley. You guys will be the 2nd of the semifinals, and you're taking on a Topeka Hayden team with, most people in our area who watch your team, our area schools, don't get a chance to really watch a team like Hayden. They might look at the record and see, they're a 6-14 team. Well, the competition they play is a little bit of a step up, and they play in a very difficult league, and they play 5 and 6A schools, and they are talented, they are very athletic, and this is certainly going to be one of the toughest challenges that your team has had up to this point in the year.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head. They play Manhattan and Junction City and Emporia and Rural, and they're out of conference games like Eudora, and they're a private school with the 2nd biggest enrollment in 3A. I think they missed 4A by about 3 kids, and traditionally they're a 4A school. So when you're walking out in the court and you're seeing the size and athleticism of Manhattan or Junction City, and then you come into a school that has kind of a smaller roster and, a more traditional 3A school type of roster. And, you know, it looks a little different. So they've faced the top of the line in 5A and 6A all year. And, you know, the record is 6-14. But if you go look at the scores, I mean, they lost Emporia by 5 and Eudora by 2. And, I mean, they're in a lot of these games. They just went beat Topeka High, who's a 6A. So, yeah, it's the context absolutely matters. If they were in the Big 7, they would have had a chance to win the league. That's how talented they are. And, you know, diving into the film the last couple of days, it's just really shown that we've got our hands full, and it's going to be a tough game. And we have made it loud and clear to our kids that their record is not who they are when it comes to 3A sub-state. So, you know, they're going to be very good. It's going to be challenging. But, you know, every game you win in sub-state and moving forward, you play a better team, better team, better team. And that's how it goes. You're going to play really good teams if you want to move on.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Excited for this one. Again, the second of the semifinals on Thursday night. So Beth Hiawatha will kick it off at 6, and then around 7:30-ish, Perry LeCompton, Topeka Hayden. Again, these games at Royal Valley. Broadcast will be live on KNZA 103.9 FM. That is Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach, still alive and trying to survive in advance at least one more time to get to Saturday's championship game. Coach, as always, appreciate the time all season. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for all the coverage this year, Brandon. We appreciate it out here.